We good? All right, we're live. We're back at Monero Talk at DevCon. It's been a crazy... How many hours has it been?
A bunch. I've been here since Sunday.
So you're rotten for those of you out there who don't know who this gentleman is.
Yeah.
He's quite anonymous in the Monero community.
I
see you on Twitter all the time. You're also obviously all over the Reddit, Monero Reddit.
Yeah. And I'm big with Bitcoin maximalists and Monero maximalists as well. I think I'm in the middle of them. I try to promote me as a rational Bitcoin maximalist because I'm not that blind into saying either are the best, just that they both have different use cases and they both have different protocols and histories. We just need to find out the middle ground and leave behind all that crappy fighting between each currency community. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it.
Yeah, no, I agree. In general, with cryptocurrencies, just the culture of calling certain coins scam projects or shit coins, I don't think is very productive. I mean, granted, Bitcoin is the most legitimate, but there's no need to call these other experiments like shit coins and scams.
Yes, I
believe some of them are scams.
Yes, that is true.
But not all of them.
With all the ICO bubble that we had in 2017 and how the market keeps evolving, I think it's fair that there is some turmoil within every community. And I accept it, but I don't endorse it necessarily. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be part of it. I think we all can grow together.
So do you do anything in the cryptocurrency world other than being an advocate, fan, I'm assuming an investor of some sort?
Yeah,
do you participate in other ways?
Well, I'm within the Monero community work group, the outreach work group. I'm all over the social media, as you stated at the beginning of the show or the talk. I just try to sell it to people that are not tech savvy, because grasping cryptocurrencies is not as easy as 2 + 2 or as your high school class. It's a thing that keeps evolving and it never sleeps.
I just want to make sure we're on the thing.
Whereas the other information, it's crazy because we live in the information age and every single second there is news coming out. It's crazy. And we need to make sure that we're out there and we're teaching newcomers how to do it properly, because cryptocurrency gives GPG private keys to people that are not aware of what encryption is even.
Right, it's a pretty abstract concept. It's not very easy to wrap your head around without actually reading it and trying to understand it. And it takes time.
And as Fluffy Pony has said several times, privacy is not a zero-sum game. It's not like you use Monero today and you're fully private. It's not like that. Private is something that you need to build up throughout the years, if not decades, and it's not easy to get there.
So do you see a role for Bitcoin then too? Obviously, you're a big believer in Monero, I'm assuming because of its digital cash nature, the fact that it's fungible at the protocol level. But where do you see... Why do we then even need Bitcoin? What do you see as being the use case for Bitcoin?
Because that's when the network effects come into the ground. As you were saying, it's the very first cryptocurrency that came out in 2009. It's been rolling every 10 minutes a block. It's the most decentralized to an extent because it's the most supported cryptocurrency out there. Right now, we're hitting all-time highs of the difficulty and the hash rate in the network. It's 80 extra hashes. It's crazy. I think because when you review the numbers, doing the 51% attack on the network, for Bitcoin, it would be more than $1 million that you need to put in. Whereas when you factor in all the altcoins, including Monero, it's way lower. Meaning that it's more robust, it's harder to crack it. And I think that's the selling point of Bitcoin. Although, as we've mentioned, Monero is more cash, and Bitcoin enters that unknown phase of being digital gold, even though you could argue that it's not that either.
And right, I mean, gold is fungible.
Exactly. And Bitcoin is not, because it's public ledger. Everything is recorded and you can look.
We had Daniel Kim on the show yesterday. He's like, well, you know, when I receive or buy a piece of gold, it doesn't come with the serial number that, or the names of every other person that's ever touched this piece of gold.
Yes. Bitcoin loses in that front. And I think it's like the grandpa. Bitcoin has become the grandpa of cryptocurrencies, and you need to respect the elder. I respect the elder. That's me. That doesn't mean that everybody needs
Do you think it might be fundamentally broken, or it can work as even though it's
a settlement layer? Yes, I think that, and Andreas Antonopoulos says that a lot, because it has become the settlement layer. If you want to put in something that is recorded forever, that's what Bitcoin offers. And down the road, I believe Bitcoin, sooner or later, on the first layer, at least that's what I'm advocating for and hoping for, finally implements confidential transactions, because that's what
into Bitcoin.
Yes.
You think? I don't think that will happen. You think that will happen?
It's very far fetched, and we're too far away, and it's boring, because we've been trying to implement privacy on Bitcoin since 2009,
right,
and we have not.
Right.
But
there's too many people. The politics, I think, is too great at this point to make a move like that, where you implement something that makes the coin no longer transparent. Right? There's already too many people that are invested in the transparent nature of it.
And the other concern,
and the argument being that Bitcoin is more concerned about security and being able to essentially audit the chain. So the clearness of it is what allows you to easily audit things. Whereas if you implemented confidential transactions, now you lose that transparency.
Yes, that's awesome. I agree with you on that. It's going to be very difficult. We keep having the crypto drama. It's never ending, like the information that keeps coming out. But I think it's going to happen. Let's hope for the best, because we have Taproot.
Well, we always have Monero if it doesn't happen, right?
Exactly.
Look at it that way?
Yes. Until then, Monero has the best use case as cash, because with bulletproofs and all the changes with the algorithm and RandomX that's coming out in October, and that we've already tested on Locky and WowNero. I think it's going to be awesome, because it brings back that concept of Satoshi Nakamoto, that every single CPU is a vote in the network. Whereas with ASICs and all of that, it becomes centralized, it becomes only big players.
Which was what we see in Bitcoin.
Yes.
So do you think Bitcoin is there another flaw there? So we talk about the lack of fungibility, but also the fact that it's potentially becoming decentralized, or is decentralized in terms of the mining network, and that could lead to things like censorship?
You could easily argue that it is not, and that's exactly what I'm saying right now.
So do you think that will change in Bitcoin, or that's also kind of like a fundamental thing that they're just going to have to live with?
Yes, I don't think it's going to change. I think SHA-256 is going to stay, because we already have Litecoin for that matter, and Litecoin is SHA-256 with a tiny change. I don't think that's going to happen for Bitcoin.
Now, another thing, I don't know if you're willing. Where are you from? I know where you're from, but are you willing to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. I'm living in Illinois, but I'm originally from Venezuela.
So, do you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in Venezuela in terms of cryptocurrency?
Yes. I could get a little bit ranty, full disclosure, because Dash is investing a bunch of money in Venezuela, and I do not like that, because they've invested money and they have billboards in Caracas, our capital city, that promotes Dash, and they shill it all
over. Is it getting traction?
Yes. Crypto has its use case in a country that has inflation by the millions. It's hyperinflation. Here in the U.S., you see 1%, 2%, or 3% yearly. We have millions by the clock. I was talking to my mom on the phone once upon a time, and she was having an ice cream cone with my brother in the mall, and it was McDonald's, by the way. They paid 700 bolivars, and they went to the table, sit down. They have had their ice cream cone together. They talked for a few minutes, let's say 10, 15 minutes, they stood up, went to a trash can, got rid of the trash, and passed by the exact same McDonald's, and it was not $700 believers, it was $1,400. It had doubled within 15 minutes. It's crazy.
It's more volatile than crypto.
Yes. Our currency is totally pointless, up to the point that instead of them holding USD or euros or any other foreign currency, they're holding cryptocurrencies. Because even though it's volatile and it goes up and down, it's even more stable than holding all those foreign currencies.
So are people buying crypto in Venezuela and using and opting out of fiat? Is it just people in the know, or is it going a little more mainstream?
It's very underground because the government is going to clash down on the miners. Government knocks on the door of the people. If they trace down the electricity usage and it goes up out of nowhere, they knock on their door, they step in without a warrant. It's the Wild West. They take the miners, they take the people to jail, and they pluck those miners in government spokesperson's houses. The government has huge farms that they have confiscated in two scenarios. A, when the miners are trying to get into the country via customs, or B, when they do these warrantless seizures. It's nuts. My country is a mess, and...
So all right. So the miners are being cracked down on, which I've heard. How about just regular usage and say I have a bunch of fiat in Venezuela and I want to convert it into Monero. Am I able to do that?
Yes, and even if you
is it legal
to do that?
It's. I don't know about the law. I haven't read the law. I don't think it has changed.
But practically speaking, people are just doing it anyway.
Yes, if you know the right people, you know the right miners. Because it's all underground. You need to keep it hushy-hushy, because if the authorities know, they're going after you, and they're reckless.
And then, so people are using that to just store value, or they're then also using it to transact?
Both. They store a little bit, but they have also to cash out, because they need to pay the bills, the electricity bills, if they pay that, because there is some workaround that you also can extract electricity for free, which is not advised, but they do.
Now the big question, wouldn't it then make sense for them to use Monero versus Bitcoin, right? So you're in this regime where you're worried about potentially doing something illegal among a government that doesn't have the best reputation of treating its people fairly. I don't know if I'd want to be doing illegal things there. So wouldn't you want to do it in kind of the most OPSEC way possible, which would be to use something like Monero, so there is no proof or evidence that you were transacting in crypto?
We get back into the Bitcoin Monero conversation, because the fact that it's a public ledger makes it somewhat not censorship resistant anymore.
Exactly.
Whereas when you have Monero, it's fully censorship resistant, because you cannot see the amounts that have transacted, you cannot see whom has sent to whom anything.
Right, so theoretically, somebody in Venezuela can transact in Bitcoin, and that transaction can't be stopped, but it could be stopped after the fact when they knock on your door and say, hey, we saw this on the public ledger.
Correct. I agree with you on that. I'm glad that you understood that.
Yeah, 100%. I totally understand that. I try to say it every day on this show. But so why, I understand it, you understand it, why isn't everybody else realizing that? Especially people, for example, in Venezuela that are looking to use a technology like this, like crypto, why aren't they then just using the one that does things in the most appropriate way?
We need to educate. That's part of my job, and it's volunteering. You don't get anything out of it other than educating people and spreading the word. That's right. What we need right now.
And Dash is capable of doing that because of the way their setup is. They basically have a marketing arm that's part of the...
I hate Dash, man. I hate Dash. They hire very cute women that come out in videos, and they come out in...
Well, the fact that there's a they that can hire is a problem, right? It's just kind of indicative that it's not a true open source project.
Correct, because that also brings up the topic that we're community-driven in Monero, or community-driven in Bitcoin, or whichever other cryptocurrencies that we talk about. But we have right now Tron or Dash coming out with huge bugs, and huge marketing ideas that are not part of the cyberpunk ideals. Mm-hmm. We need to rule out them without engaging in that pointless fighting. Being polite, being educated, and staying humble, being a rational Bitcoin maximalist or a rational Monero maximalist, out of the over a thousand cryptocurrencies, these two are the true cyberpunk grassroots teams that we have out there, and they keep rolling every minute.
Does Dash advertise the privacy aspect? Is that part of their pitch in Venezuela?
Yes, yes. And they promote it as it's very cheap. The fee.
Yeah, it's opt-in privacy in Dash, right? Yeah. It's not truly fungible?
Yes, and they have that masternode.
you don't know who owns those masternodes, obviously, and it's not decentralized because there's only so many people that actually do own them.
Yes, as Stellar is, as other cryptocurrencies are, they keep shilling people that they're decentralized when they truly are not, because masternodes require minimum specifications and they need to know the right people within the team, whereas when you're mining Monero with RandomX algorithm, it's your CPU, you can fire it up yourself if you read the documentation. It's awesome.
So any ideas on what Monero can then do better to kind of solve this problem of, you know, the fact that it's not a company, there's no marketing, group that works, that gets paid to work for Monero. So how does Monero as a true open source project overcome that and start to get information out there?
The solution for you, for us as a village here in DEFCON, for all the work groups that are part of the Monero ecosystem, is just to get more people interested in volunteering, like you guys are with Monero Talk, or like I am on Reddit, on Twitter. Anything that you can do for the community, and if we get to convince people that it's a grassroots thing and it's not for profit and it's for the common good of everybody, not only yourself, that's what we need to get done as soon as possible, and we keep trying our best. We need to figure out the way out progressively. We make mistakes. We're not perfect. I do not know everything, and I don't claim to be God. I try not to be egocentric. Let's just grow together.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Thanks for doing the show.
Sure. All right. Anytime.
Cheers.
Cheers.